It was back to work Tuesday for the Stamps as they had an extra few days off following a loss in Winnipeg last Thursday. Don Jackson returned to full participation at practice, and he seemed very eager to return to the lineup.
I'm just really excited. I'm just grateful to be out here with my team. Running around again, it's been a long time off the field, and I'm just ready to get back to it.
Now Jackson has missed the last 6 weeks dealing with a concussion he sustained late in the game against the Lions back in week 3. It's been the most difficult injury for him to overcome at this point in his career. He's glad that staff was able to get him back feeling like himself.
I come first and all of that stuff. My brain comes before the game, before everybody else. So I think the program, they did a great job trying to just make sure that I'm feeling right and I can trust myself when I go out there. And I just appreciate the fact that they were all, you know, really worried about my health. So moving forward, I'm ready to go.
Jackson knows that there is still some work to be done before game day, but he's looking forward to proving his abilities once again.
I got to earn the right to carry the football for this team. I got to earn the respect of my teammates again. I got to earn the respect of my coaches again. And I got to earn respect of the league again. So I know it's in front of me. I'm excited.
And with the unfortunate injury to Romar Morris, tearing his other Achilles tendon in the loss to Winnipeg, they'll need Jackson to step in sooner than later. Jackson looks to be ready to return to play this week. All eyes were on Bo Levi Mitchell as his return gets closer and closer. He didn't take too many reps today as he looks to even out his workload at practice this week.
Yeah, understand that, you know, it's a 3-day week. So come out here, make sure everything feels good. Did all the activation stuff, felt good this morning. And then kind of get through really individual routes on there, feeling good. And then just not overloading all 3 days. Tomorrow is really our, game day type practice. So, you know, you've got more blitz and all those kind of things that our practice is a little bit longer. So that's kind of the practice I really want to attack. But yeah, again, just trying to be smart and feel things out.
Head coach Dave Dickinson says that Bo is concerned with overloading his arm at practice, but he will have some time to progress through the week to be the starter on Saturday. He's expecting him to start on Saturday if Bo's feeling confident in himself. And Dave also understands that only Bo knows his exact status.
None of us really know exactly how it's feeling. We got to build up to it. Just like we said last week, it's really only his second practice, so he's got to feel confident. If he does, we'll go with him. If not, I would expect him to be available.
Unlike last week, where the team only had one practice between games, they do have a full week of practice. Nick Arbuckle did plenty of work with the first team unit at Tuesday's session. But like I said, they do have a full week that they could use to build up Mitchell's workload and get him ready to get back behind center for Saturday's tilt.
Just making sure that I'm fully and ready to go. Just, again, using all 3 days and not trying to kill me on day one and then, day two and three, not having time to recover and kind of, you know, hurting to the point where you feel like you're almost going downhill towards the game. We want to build up, build up towards the game. So, do some more stuff tonight, do some more stuff tomorrow morning, and just feel strong coming in tomorrow.
The team had an extra day off from head coach Dickinson before they practiced on Tuesday. Dave was hoping it would give the guys some more fuel in practice, but that wasn't necessarily how it went down.
I thought we relaxed a day ago, to be honest. I feel like, sometimes when you have that many days off, and I gave him an extra day than I normally would, I felt like you get away from the game a little bit and you lose track of kind of who you are. And a lot of guys, even though they worked out, you could just sense that it didn't, to me, we didn't seem as fresh and as focused as we need to be. So hopefully we're better tomorrow.
So it won't just be Mitchell who needs to ramp things up, but the entire squad. Special teams were definitely a focus at practice on Tuesday and will most likely be all week after the Stamps allowed 2 punt return touchdowns to the Bombers. Coach Dickinson had this to say about what can be done after the loss to Winnipeg.
You talk about it, but talk's cheap. You got to get it done. We got to look at our personnel. I mean, guys have to be on alert. I mean, I can't play with guys if you can't make the right decisions. It's just what it is. I mean, you can't just continually just think things are going to change by talking about it. You got to go show me that you can do it. We had a good game the week before. We got to build a little bit. Stay together as a group, but we have to be better.
One final note from practice. The Stampeders have added defensive lineman Anthony Johnson to their practice roster, releasing offensive lineman Zach Williams in a corresponding move. The 26-year-old LSU grad Johnson stands at 6'3 and 275 pounds. He's played in 22 NFL games with the Patriots, Dolphins, Colts, and Jets. The Stampeders will practice on Wednesday and Thursday before walkthrough Friday, and then a tilt against the Montreal Alouettes, and a few former teammates Saturday night at McMahon. With your Stamps report, I'm Matt Rose.